Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
Jason Goff.
The Bulls are funky. They're never quite matched up right personnel-wise ever. Right. Their half-court offense kind of sucks, and they win.
They figure it out.
They figure it out, and they're so much damn fun, and they're so much fun to talk about.
For 2 years, you had to sit around and watch kids try to learn how to be adults in the NBA. And then you had one guy who was like, I'm not a kid anymore, even though people around the league are treating me like that, still in Zach LaVine.
Coach with clown shoes.
Well,
we practice to not have timeouts.
Shout out to JB.
Dan Bernstein.
I have nothing against Hamburger Helper, let the record show. Although the best quote-unquote small H Hamburger Helper is a regular box of Kraft mac and cheese, because that's all you need. That and a handful of frozen peas and a half a pound of ground beef. Man, that's living.
Layla Rahimi.
The most surprising part to me was how much the Bears reacted to the story themselves. And that means that there's some validity to it. People did things based on breaking news. This was, relatively speaking, not a beat reporter. Yes, an established Pulitzer Prize winner. And I was also left wondering, did they do something differently because they've never fired somebody mid-season, based on the fact that this news was broken before the game?
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And on this Wednesday, we're going to try to figure out what's happening in baseball that isn't necessarily happening locally, and figure out how we should feel about it. Mike Florio has the latest on the NFL at 10. After that, this big and weird baseball story we need to address, because one of the important people doing the work on it was a guest on this show who we're looking forward to having on again soon. Midday Midway at 10:40. Hub Arkish on the Bears and the NFL, also taking calls starting at 11. And surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That is our phone number at Sports Radio 670 The Score. We call it the Score Listener Line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Your emails come to BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. That's where we stream. Your text messages in the text zone are brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Follow along and enjoy. Interact on Twitter at Bernstein Rahimi at 670 The Score. Excuse me, at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app, stream The Score on your mobile devices. Be a part of the fun on Twitch, because it is fun. And but not just fun. Yesterday, really important in the funds that we raised. And thank you. On behalf of Camp One Step and Children's Oncology Services, what a job. Just listeners of this show driving the effort that led us shortly after the show ended. We got everything calculated and figured it all out. We did hit the match. We blew right through it and onward and upward throughout our holiday times to continue to make sure that as many kids with cancer and leukemia can have this wonderful camp experience. But just amazing yesterday. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. I am not making this up. The average, and this is just the average donation from listeners to this show when all was said and done, and there were some four digit, there were a lot of, but the average donation yesterday turned out to be $83. That is, I am not making it up. It is absolutely dumb luck that that is true. That's how it happened. But well done.
Was it dumb luck?
Or was it
appropriate fate?
And Twitch did a really nice job with that. So as much as I make fun of the silliness on Twitch, they did a lot of good yesterday, and it is absolutely appreciated.
I accidentally banned a guy this morning during transition.
How do you accidentally ban a guy?
Because apparently you can tap on this trackpad now, and that acts as a click. And I didn't know that, and I just, like, tapped on something and accidentally banned a guy. So while you guys were talking about the benefits of Loyola's new conference and the multiple bids that come out of it for the tournament, I'm just here, like, just shooing flies away and just banning people for no reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I unbanned him, but I was a bit distracted because I didn't want to ban a guy.
So he's been on – well, you do sometimes. I mean
– this was not the case.
Okay. I mean, believe me, I do often. I take great
pleasure. I unbanned him.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm yelling at the Twitch people who are like, so unban him. Obviously, I unbanned him.
I picture it like in Superman and Superman 2, like he's on some sort of reflective piece of glass flying off into the universe somewhere.
Yeah, I just felt really bad because I was like, oh, God, that did something. And I'm not normally that person with a computer.
But you've made it. You have atoned for it. You have undone it. You have fixed it. That person has been unbanned. And
but if I was a little quiet during a part of transition, you know why. Panic.
The irony is that person is going to end up being an insufferable, awful troll.
No, that person's fine. I just feel for them because White Sox was in their username. And White Sox people they're edgy today and yesterday.
They should be.
Yeah, no, they should. But, like, don't take it out on a dude who isn't the GM who just wants to get a salary.
They should be. White Sox fans have every reason to be upset right now. This is not the way it was supposed to be.
This ain't it.
This ain't it. It's not what you sign up for. When you buy into all of their logic about the Tony La Russa hire of put you over the top, now is the time for this, and now is the time to get excited for this, this, and this, and then they don't follow through on some of the other stuff, and they don't maximize the opportunity, I get it. That is totally reasonably like, well, where's everything you said we were doing here?
I'm hoping there is more news to come. But don't take it out on Larry Garcia, who's just been the utility guy, but because there were so many injuries, he ended up playing so much. Do you really think that he's going to be the team's starting second baseman?
He shouldn't be, and he's a terrific little utility guy, and he's been a really important, maybe too important as a utility guy, and sometimes you tend to lean on some of these crutches more than you should, but he has a role as a guy on a champion. I don't know if starting second baseman is that role.
Larry Garcia is a playoff-level utility player. Like, that's a... You need one of those on a playoff team and a championship team. You need a utility like Larry Garcia. Utility.
And I don't care what they pay him.
Utility.
Yeah, there's no cap. You can pay him what he deserves. He's been in the league 10 years now. He's been in the White Sox 10 years. He's been on the White Sox 10 years. That's amazing. By the way, Connor O'Donnell and Evan Thomas handle that Twitch stream in our video feed. Hi, how's it going? That's Twitch. Rick Camp, Mike Rankin, Ray Diaz, the executioner, doing the things that they do.
Twitch is really funny. The year is 2070. Larry goes 1-for-4.
Yeah.
It's not his fault he's consistent in doing his job. We just don't want him to be the only dude. But don't take it out on him.
When we come back, we have the story of a White Sox fan who has, how would you phrase this? He has the most legitimate beef about the Leury Garcia re-signing.
There's one White Sox fan who is allowed to be actually mad about this.
Okay.
And he knows Rick Camp. His story and your beef with the Sox in general is next.
Go White Sox.
Fastball, slider, curveball mostly. Leury Garcia sends one a deep center field, and the White Sox have taken the lead in game three. Center, the first career postseason home run for Leury Garcia, the longest tenured member on this roster, has just put the White Sox back in front after five unanswered by Houston. Chicago has five here in the bottom of the third.
That's Adam Amin on the call as he was describing White Sox playoff baseball. And that man, Larry Garcia, who signed a 3-year deal to return as Larry Garcia.
Adam Amin's calling the Bears game, by the way, this weekend.
Yeah, that'll help.
With Mark Schlereth and...
I forget who their reporter is. Let's find out. I saw that assignment. I was like, neat, Adam Amin, and then didn't pay attention to the rest of the people. Like,
is it Shannon Spake?
Maybe, I think so.
I'm not certain. But,
sounds about right.
Yeah, but Larry Garcia has been...
Shannon Spake and Mark Schlereth.
Very good. Larry's been fine. And that's what he is. He's fine. He can get you out of a game. He can get you through a week of missing a guy. If you can play shortstop and center field and be the position player, pitcher guy in a blowout, there's value in that. And he's had a hell of a career for a guy who was part of the Alex Rios to the Rangers trade, yeah, if I remember correctly. But he has...
Remember Alex Rios?
I do. I remember being excited when they made the waiver claim on him. Apparently it was a block that they ended up eating, and he had his moments. He also had some bad...
Sounds like a Texas Ranger to me.
But having his moments, Alex Rios.
He had his moments.
Yeah, he had the big home run on Mother's Day one year with a pink bat, and there were... He also had a shoulder problem that apparently they never told anybody about. And that's why when he would throw from center field and the throw came from his waist and you wonder why is he making that hot doggy little throw, that's because he couldn't lift his arm over his head.
And how about that trade, Dan? Alex Rios to the Rangers for a player to be named later who was eventually Leury Garcia.
Who was part of the Tres Garcias outfield that we had good fun with a couple years ago when the White Sox were rebuilding. We just didn't think that the rebuilding phase could last as long.
Player to be named later, 10 years later, is still here.
Numbers game.
I wonder how many times that's happened. I wonder how many times a player to be named later in a deal has had a contiguous decade.
Well, Trey Turner might, because he was the player to be named later in the... Was that one of the Upton trades, or was that the Matt Kemp trade?
But already, I mean, you're going to last a decade? I mean, like the moment that deal's consummated and you're that guy and say, this guy's going to be here for 10 years, and most people in the front office are like, no, it's not. So... There was a weird story regarding
the Joe Ross trade.
Joe Ross. Regarding one White Sox fan who's just his game day experience is now going to be, this is a detriment to that because Leury Garcia is here and only Rick Camp can explain.
Yes, this is my guy, Ross Reed, who I prepped. I was like, hey, I'm going to bring this up. And he was like, yeah, it's fine. So I will tweet share his tweet from the Bernstein Rahimi account at Bernstein Rahimi. He tweeted 19 hours ago, I have to deal with 3 more years of drunk Sox fans calling me Leury Garcia at the ballpark. And he puts a picture of himself and a picture of Leury. And obviously it's not a perfect match, but you can get it. If you're drunk at the park, yeah, okay, I can kind of see it.
But why, even if you are drunk, have been overserved, why would that mean that Leury Garcia is in street clothes watching the game in the stands with you?
Don't worry about that part. It's just that's a lot of effort, thought wise.
Dan
to get
trying
there.
To decipher drunk logic is not what we're here for when we're at the ye old ballpark.
Drunk Sox logic too. And by the way, a good point here for the 312. And it's funny because of the autocorrect here. He tried to write Mark Schlereth. But it translated into Mark Slavery. It says, if Mark Slavery is doing the Bears game this weekend, I want you to count the times he says the word football. Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Tony Romo is too.
Because it's a football game in a football stadium, football team, football. He's got to say it at least 5,000 times. I did this the first week I had the initial digital recorder where they replaced my cassette recorder with a mini disc. The Sony mini disc recorder.
Those were some adjusting times here in the media biz.
And I knew how to edit a little bit. And it was at the Super Bowl. And it was Broncos head coach Mike Shanahan. And it was at a 45-minute press conference. He didn't say anything significant. And I edited the entire thing down to him referencing football. And it ended up being a total of like 3 minutes of nothing. But this football team's a good football team. A lot of good football players in this game of football. It's going to be a big football game. And we had a couple good football practices. No sport. No sport needs to say its name to feel good about themselves more than football.
I feel like that is done a lot in hockey.
Not the same. They've got their own weird insular subculture, believe me. And it's, I don't even want to go there. But the idea of saying the sport to make you feel good about yourself, or there's that
it's
is
just a football player.
That's football player. That's a football play. That's just a good football play. You do occasionally hear that's a fine golf shot, but it's not the same. It's not the same sort of insecurity that football people have. They must constantly signify the name of their sport because it's who they are.
Like, you get a day of the week and Thursday nights now. We know who you are.
And Saturdays in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yep.
The NBA version is saying Hooper, that someone's a Hooper, but it's no, it's still not on
full
still
throttle on the Hooper. Same level. Hooper.
Hoops junkie.
Oh, see, I went to the I went to the Hanging with Mr. Cooper theme.
Don't know it.
Oh, man. Hanging with Mr. Cooper was a Saturday classic.
Mm-hmm. On NBC?
Wasn't that with, like, California Dreams? None of this is going to get the White Sox a second baseman or an outfielder.
Neither
or
the White
a starting
Sox.
Pitcher.
White Sox aren't going to get themselves a second baseman.
That's it, man. All I ask is that you don't take it out on Leury, because all he did was, like, be there for everybody. That's not his fault. Leury Garcia is not suddenly Leury Garcia / Rick Hahn.
So right now in this process, where they stand, I really enjoyed watching the rebuild take form. I loved the way Rick Hahn approached it and got this team to a contender. They're a contender now. What are the moves going to be to make sure that this window stays open and you're seriously committed to not only winning a game in the ALDS, but let's win a World Series. Let's get there. And I don't know. I know the White Sox know what they need. I'm not going to say that they're dumb, because obviously they're not. They know what they need. It's just, what are they going to do? I have no idea. I don't know. I'm. Can you tell? I'm flustered. I'm worried.
Can I pitch another drunk meatball-y type of thought real quick? I'm not actually drunk. This is just baseball drunk. I asked Dan in the break about Chris Bryant. I don't know that you move Yoan Moncada to second in that scenario, though. I just don't know.
Bryant could be your right fielder.
Yeah, does he play right then?
Yay!
Yep.
Does that satisfy the need of the Sox fan enough?
See
how we all
that.
Paused?
I want that.
We just yeah, don't know.
I would like Chris Bryant. Here's the thing, too, about the White Sox. They have so much faith in the farm system. They've spent so many resources developing the players and drafting. And I think they feel good about the depth of their immediate farm. And then, too, there's a lot of young players that over several years could turn into something. However, I don't know how much that plays into their decision related to big league free agents or trade pieces now.
All they have is this year's team right now. That's all they that's it. You hired Tony La Russa for right now. For right damn now.
Not 10 years from now.
Not 10 years from now. Not 2 years from now. Right now. That's it. And to not go and buttress that with some spending for guys who might be a fit. And you know what?
Dick Buttress.
And if you said
good use of
the
buttress.
Hall of Famer Dick Butka. And if you spend badly, you know what? Spend more. Because you can. You can buy off your mistakes.
To add to the Leury Fest today, which I did not think that I would be talking about so much on the radio, but I am happy about it, is that I mentioned this. Kevin Goldstein tweeted about it yesterday, our friend, the made man from Baseball Prospectus and the former member of the Astros front office. And he was like, 3 years for Leury Garcia? Weird flex, but good for Leury.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm happy for Leury. And he's like, I don't know that. I think he was balking at the years to Leury. But he's like, I'm always happy to see players get paid. And I was like, I was irrationally angry about Robbie Ray yesterday at only 5 years, 115. Felt the Sox could sign him. And he's like, they had the money.
They all have the money.
He would know. He would know.
He also was talking about smoke breaks at winter meetings with Jim Leland and Ron Washington. Like, you talk about a club. You talk about a place where you're in amongst your people and like a made guy moment when you're outside the hotel having a smoke with Jim Leland and or Ron Washington on multiple occasions. That's the pinnacle of human existence right there. That's pretty awesome.
And he just like didn't even say anything, like talked about it like casually in one tweet and then just nothing else. Jerk.
Bill is on Capitol Hill and on the Score. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Janami. Compliments of the season and all that.
Indeed.
Howdy, Bill. Leor,
hey, how's the umpire?
How's anybody? Leory,
Leory Garcia is the Tony Graffinino of Rob Mikowiak's, and I will not have him blasting on the airways. And as for Chris Bryant, you know damn well that the next right fielder for your White Sox is Ken Griffey Jr. I think he's due.
then Manny Ramirez will hang out too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I can't wait for it. Like, and all they need to do is get more right-handed and old. And I know you guys are going to get to the forged baseball stories, but it's the same story in different forms, and not just with baseball, but you know, generally with our fading republic. We just need a better class of plutocrat, right? Like, these guys, all they have to do, the owners, all they have to do is do what all the other rich people in this stupid country do, and that's kick your heels back and count your money, right? Because they're all rent seekers. It's a rent seeker's economy, and you know, you can just run it on autopilot, but they literally can't get out of their own way. And it's a similar analogy that the same problem with Nagy, right? That he's just so wedded to his ideology, that they just can't help themselves, and they're gonna bring the whole temple down upon them if they're not careful. And it's so, you know, I'm thinking guillotines at this time of year, as you would expect.
As you are often, though. That's many times a year when it comes to you. I would think this, too, though.
It's Wednesday afternoon.
The same class of plutocrat has usually had a nominal commissioner who at least knew how to fake it, who at least knew how to hide it, at least knew how to not say the quiet stuff out loud. And just Manfred either doesn't care or doesn't know, and it exposes all of them in a way they haven't been exposed before.
No, I agree with you, but I think it's also a problem. I mean, it's a classic Marxist problem that they've transcended their own moment, and they don't have any sense of self-criticism anymore, right? They don't recognize that what they're saying it not only isn't popular, but it's actively contemptible, right? And I mean, the fact is, the real innovation that capital has brought over the last 90 years under the dispensation of the Deloittes and the McKinseys of the world is the one innovation is all you have to do to make money is to bust labor, right? And so we live in a – like, I'm calling you from a hotel room right now where they don't offer room service and you can't get a table at the brunch because of quote-unquote staffing shortages, right? Which is to say that they don't want to share the profits, right? Because if you don't want a staffing shortage, you by God better pay people, right?
You pay people an actual wage, yes.
Right, and it's a similar play with baseball, right? That all these guys know how to do, like their only instinct, and the only thing they really live for is to bust labor, right? And so you get the baseballs. You get this nonsense with Tony La Russa. I mean, it cascades down. And so, you know, I say, comrades, that like it's time, you know, there's only a few shopping days left until the big Goyish holiday. Let's start sending out those guillotines and sharpeners and let's get to work.
Did the French Revolution just happen on the air vis-a-vis baseball?
If he has his way, the answer is yes.
Rob Manfred calling
the man on horseback there. Yeah.
Yeah. Rob Manfred calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal after the Astros cheated was my breaking point with him. That's
perfection
it.
Perfection.
Like
him.
You told on yourself there. But what we're going to get into later in this show that we thought was perhaps a conspiracy theory, once again, the man is just buying us all. Like, I'm not going to be upset at anybody getting paid. They've got the money, that includes Larry. That includes Jared Lorenzen.
Not Jared Lorenzen. Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah, Jared Lorenzen.
Jared Lorenzen. Well, Pillsbury throw boy.
He could get paid by one of the subsidiaries on our show.
Yeah, RIP. The fact that his name got invoked, though, just made my day. That was a swamp dragon? So like the Low Country Swamp Dragons or something like that? He was walking around with his belly hanging out of his shirt.
But Michael, wouldn't it be nice? Like, I'll just throw this name out there because he's still available. Michael Lorenzen's teammate, however, with 4.5 WAR, also signed for the Sox. I think they'd feel a lot better, wouldn't we all? But all of that says, like, everybody deserves their money. They do. They've got it. Stop frauding. He's right about Manfred.
That's Layla Rahimi. Next up, Mike Florio joins us on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.